And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you this Sunday morning. Hey, let's all get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. Wouldn't that be nice? I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley.
Good morning, Jo.
And welcome back, Elise Elliott.
I'm rapt to be here on this early autumn morning.
Oh, isn't it lovely this time of year with the leaves turning red and golden and our days are crisp? I trust, Gerald, you're back on the golf course.
Yes, more than ever. But do you know what I miss? I miss, back in my younger days, raking up the leaves, putting a match to it, standing out, having a beer with the neighbours. Oh. Don't you miss that? Was that before
your
time?
Did we used to burn our leaves?
Yeah. Didn't you have an incinerator?
No.
Oh, no, just out on the...
A very un-PC, the old incinerator.
It was. But I miss those days, smell of burning leaves.
Yeah, well, now we rake them up and we let the council truck come round and suck them up.
Or that ridiculous task, leaf blowing. Where are we blowing them? Where are we blowing them?
Across the road to someone else's problem.
Correct.
It's true. Well, of course, the cooler days can mean more colds and flus. So we have a lovely immune-boosting formula for you in A to Z of vitamins with Bioceuticals Armour Force. Also, here's a question for you. What element is responsible for over 600 biomechanical reactions in the human body? Over 600. Well, Gerald knows.
Yeah, but he's
qualified.
Up his hand.
Do you know, Elise?
Did a little research. Are we talking histamine?
No. Magnesium.
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 You missed the cue, which was mineral. Elements.
Magnesium. This is a fave of mine. This is what Gerald put me onto a long, long time ago.
Yes, we do love it here,
you
magnesium.
You need to do more homework, though, Elise. We're zero out of one.
I feel like I set you up. I'm sorry, Elise. We're going to take a deep dive into magnesium and what it does for us and how we can get more of it when we speak with naturopath, nutritionist and herbalist Rachel Hume. But first, yes, histamine. We're talking, Elise, something you may not have heard of, histamine intolerance. Now, it's a condition I was not aware of. It's difficult to diagnose because the symptoms are often very broad and confused with food allergies. I take an antihistamine because I get a little itchy sometimes. But Gerald, I didn't fully understand that histamine is actually, it's a chemical that our bodies produce.
It's a neurotransmitter, Jo, which is very important in so many functions in our body. But the best way to look at it, here's an analogy. Histamine's like a bouncer at a nightclub. So it's there to stop trouble. And it means that if you get bitten by a bee or you inhale some cat dander or dog fur and you start getting all those symptoms, histamine is subsequently released and it blocks that reaction. However, imagine if histamine was in food. So behind the scenes, unbeknownst to you, those problems were occurring. And it'll be fascinating to talk to Jamie Rose Chambers where we can really understand what we can do to just make our lives a little bit happier and maybe identify a couple of those things.
So what we're saying is we have histamine in our body. We eat foods that also have histamine. That means that the levels increase and some people are intolerant to that histamine.
About 1% of the population, it is estimated. I think it's more than that. But so often, and we've all got friends that say, I can't get to the bottom. This is happening and this is happening and I can't work out what's happening behind the scenes. This is one of those reasons why things might be happening.
And Gerald, is it all food or some people have a particular intolerance to particular foods?
Yes. No, it's not all foods. And there are some high histamine foods, which we'll chat about. But it really doesn't affect everybody. It's just certain people.
So we're talking, these are the kinds of symptoms. Headaches, skin irritations, itchiness, diarrhea, sinus problems, fatigue, hives, digestive problems, nausea. dizziness, all of this could be a histamine intolerance.
It could be related to it.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. It's hard to diagnose, though. So it's, I'm looking forward to, yes, speaking with nutritionist and dietitian Jamie Rose Chambers next, who will be able to tell us more about this condition. Give us a call on 131 873 if you need help with your health today, perhaps in alleviating the kinds of symptoms we just mentioned. Headaches, itchy skin, sinus. It's a very sinusy time of year with all that pollen being blown around. So do give us a call. But coming up, do you have a histamine intolerance? What foods should you be avoiding and what foods will help? Next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. As always, do give us a call, 131 873, with your questions to support your health. Now, around 1% of the population suffer from histamine intolerance. It is difficult to diagnose and even worse to live with. It can cause a range of symptoms such as headaches, sinus problems, fatigue, dizziness and digestion issues. It goes on and on. So how do you know if you are, in fact, histamine intolerant? So to tell us, we're joined by dietitian and nutritionist Jamie Rose Chambers. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're really well, Jamie. And
good.
I imagine that you must see lots of people with histamine intolerance. How do we know if this is something that we're struggling with?
I do see a lot of it, and it is a really hard one to identify because there's no sort of definitive testing for a histamine intolerance. So really what we have to do is some really good investigation work, see if there's any foods that are identified as a problem. Look at people's symptoms, how long they've been experiencing these symptoms for. And then really, I think probably the gold standard is to do an elimination style diet. So we really get rid of the bulk of the histamines from someone's diet and see if their symptoms improve. And that really gives us probably the best indication that someone has a histamine intolerance.
Jamie, what foods are high in histamines? And please don't put the fun stuff on that list.
Well, there's a few fun things. So histamines are a natural food chemical. So they're found naturally in lots of different foods. But they're actually in higher doses the older the food is or the more mature the food is. So, for example, alcohol. So that's one of the fun ones for a lot of people, particularly wine. Cheese, you know, hard cheeses have been matured. So they typically are very high in histamines. Then you've got things like pickled foods, like sauerkraut, smoked foods, like smoked salmon, smoked trout, for example, anything sort of canned, you know, anything that's sort of been sitting around for a little while, I suppose, it builds up the histamine levels. The other ones are sweetened, sort of salty packaged foods. That's a really big one too, that contain things like additives and preservatives. And then, look, there are some fruit and vegetables that contain histamines, but it's really just a handful. So the good thing is that most people still can eat sort of a large bulk of fruit and vegetables, even with a histamine intolerance.
Jamie, you mentioned elimination diet, which we read about. How easy is that for a person to do themselves, or should they do that elimination diet under some sort of supervision from a nutritionist or a dietitian or their GP? Where do you start?
Look, I definitely would get some help with it and some support. There's no doubt about that. I think I've seen a lot of patients come through my clinic who have tried doing all sorts of elimination diets by themselves, and it's very confusing. It's you know, it can be really difficult to identify, you know, what foods to eliminate, how to eliminate them, for how long do you need to eliminate them for. I've seen many patients who have been doing these elimination diets for much longer than they should. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that automatically cuts out lots of different foods and food groups that might be necessary for our health. So I really think that having the support of particularly an accredited dietitian is really important.
Great.
On the flip side of elimination, are there foods that are low in histamines that we should be taking to counter this?
Absolutely. So a base diet on a low histamine diet should include fresh meat products. So nothing that's sort of been aged or matured or smoked. So fresh meat products, so chicken, beef, etc., fish, and dairy products too. As I mentioned before, pretty much all fruit and vegetables except sort of a handful that are really high, like tomatoes, most citrus fruits, strawberries, that kind of thing. So you will need to eliminate those, but most other fruit and veg are fine. Generally whole grain, so whole grain breads, crackers, pasta, some people choose to go gluten-free as well. That's fine. It may not be necessary, but whole grains are generally fine too. So there's a pretty decent sort of base diet. Most fats, healthy oils, olive oil, that type of thing are generally okay. So that's a good sort of base diet to follow for a few weeks while doing the low histamine diet. Then the idea is we want to start to reintroduce foods that contain histamines and figure out where someone's tolerance level is. How much can they get away with having?
Mm-hmm. Jamie, given it is so difficult to diagnose and the symptoms seem so vague in that it could be caused by so many other things as well, do we know what kinds of people might be more susceptible to this?
Yeah, so generally there are some people who are more hypersensitive to histamines or to having a sensitivity to some medications, and what those medications might do is sort of cause some damage in the gut. And histamines are generally not a problem for most people, but if you have a hypersensitivity to them or some damage to the gut, the enzymes that are in our gut that break down these histamines may not be kind of working properly, or we may not be producing enough of them, and so therefore we have this build-up of histamines in our system. And once we hit that threshold and there's too many of these histamines in our system, we start to see these symptoms coming through. There is probably a likelihood of there being, when there's some damage to the gut, there can be some permeability in the gut. So these histamines can sort of leak through the lining wall of the intestine, get into our bloodstream, and that can cause this sort of really extreme immune response as well. And again, that's where we get some of these symptoms that we see.
Jamie, we've had quite a lot of people call in with questions about their histamine reactions. Stephen in Melbourne, what's your question there, Stephen?
Yeah, hi. Look, I've been having this on and off for about 25 years, and I've eliminated everything I could think of through my food diary, and it involves all fruits. Berries in particular were a real problem, nuts and caffeine and alcohol. I'm basically on a Spartan diet, but I'm still getting the symptoms. I was just wondering, can it be related through shampoos? Because a lot of the shampoos I've used have had some, you know, berries or fruits added to it, and I'm getting the same symptoms every time I have a shower.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, it's possible. Have you tried eliminating those as well, or using
product? I've even had a shower without any shampoo, and I'm still getting symptoms, and I'm just not sure if this is ever going to go away. I'm really at the end of my tether.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really tough. That one's a really hard one to call. I can't tell you for sure. There's some lifestyle factors as well, I think, that are really interesting, sometimes it may not be related to food, but extreme and chronic stress is a really big one, excessive alcohol intake. There are some sort of interesting lifestyle factors as well that sort of can exacerbate these symptoms too. So maybe that's something to sort of consider as well.
So, Jamie, is it possible for histamine reaction to be caused by the environment, or is it always what we're taking into our bodies?
It is what is being taken into our bodies, but I think that our environment and our lifestyle can sort of exacerbate these symptoms. So, you know, histamines, we have to be consuming these histamines in our gut. They have to build up in our system in order for us to get these symptoms. But, you know, as I mentioned before, certain lifestyle factors can sort of exacerbate these symptoms.
We have also Sarah, who's calling from London. She's listening online. Hi there, Sarah.
Wow. Good morning. I have a condition called mast cell activation disorder. Basically, it's very similar, but it's diagnosed by a urine sample and blood test.
Mm-hmm.
And I find I can't, there's a lot of food I can't eat, and it's not always the same. There is the typical stuff like alcohol and that sort of stuff, but then sometimes randomly. And I find if I'm in a flare, I was listening to the person before, and I find if I'm in a flare-up, I can't, water creates an allergic reaction.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm.
But the thing that helps me the most, I have a standard poodle who is my assistant's dog, and she alerts me with about 5 to 10 minutes before I get an allergic reaction, because I can get it randomly to the air. And she gives me enough time to take emergency antihistamine. So wow. I don't end up going full-on anaphylactic, which I have before she did it.
Well, that is an extraordinary story there, Sarah.
That is extraordinary, yeah.
And, you know, to hear about those assistance dogs, they are amazing.
Phenomenal, aren't they?
But I don't know, Jamie, if you have a perspective on people who are actually reactive to the air, that must be terrible to live with.
That must be terrible. And look, that isn't my area of expertise. That's obviously quite an extreme reaction. Mm. So, yeah, that would be a really tough one to live with, yeah.
Sarah, Jamie, I'm sorry, from what you just said then, obviously gut care is really important. So we've got to look after that. That's where a lot of this perhaps may start.
Definitely. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, I mentioned before that in most cases, in most normal cases, we would consume histamines. Our gut would, the enzymes in our gut would break down these histamines and we wouldn't have any symptoms. We would sort of get along with life and everything would be fine. It's really the state of our gut that determines whether we get these symptoms or not. So our gut health is incredibly important when it comes to a histamine intolerance, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Absolutely illuminating this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Next up, we take a deep dive into that critical element in our body that is responsible for over 600 biochemical reactions. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Elise Elliott, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Remember, you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au for any information or for more questions. Go to the Ask Gerald tab. We'll take more of your calls in just a moment, but I read this week that the human body contains about 4 to 6 teaspoons of magnesium. 4 to 6 teaspoons seems a lot to me. And about 50% of that is in our teeth and bones. So it's absolutely critical to our health. So let's learn more. Rachel Hume, naturopath for Nature's Way, is with us. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell us, why is magnesium so crucial for us?
Well, magnesium, it acts as a cofactor for over 600 enzyme reactions in the body. So it's needed for so many things, from things like converting our food into energy for the contraction and relaxation of our muscles. It helps to regulate the neurotransmitters in like our brain and nervous system. And then, as you mentioned, it's a major structural component of our bones and teeth. So really important.
Rachel, we assume that we get a lot of magnesium from our foods, and that's what we're told. But what role do medications play in depleting us of magnesium, particularly things like proton pump inhibitors, which are so commonly prescribed, almost like sugar pills? Does that play a big role?
Yeah, unfortunately it does. The long-term use of these PPI medications, they inhibit the absorption of magnesium from our intestines. So even if we're getting a diet rich in foods containing magnesium, we're just simply not absorbing as much magnesium as what we should be taking.
I overtrain. I often feel like I'm 100 years old at night. I take magnesium and love it as a result. But I was under the belief it has a soporific effect, and given that, I only take it at night. But I've been told that that might not necessarily be so. Is that right, Rachel?
Well, that's right. You could take magnesium any time. I mean, if you're taking it for muscle relaxation, so it's helping you to sleep, then it's really beneficial to take it at night time. Otherwise, you can take it in the morning, especially if it's combined in with your multivitamin or other things like that too.
And it's pretty safe, Rachel, isn't it? Is there a downside to magnesium, bearing in mind that, as Jo mentioned, we have so much in our body?
That's right. I mean, anything you've got to take within the limits that are recommended. If you had too much magnesium, certain forms might cause things like diarrhea to happen. Mm-hmm. But it is a safe mineral to take. But you always want to take it within the guidelines that are recommended.
And how do I know that I need it?
Well, you might have symptoms like muscle cramps, fatigue, muscle spasms, headaches, and certain symptoms like that could give you a bit of an indication that you might be running a bit low on magnesium.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much, Rachel, naturopath for Nature's Way. I think all of us are fans of magnesium in this studio, so I can't go to sleep without it either, I must say. Elise, I love it.
Big fan.
Yes, big fan. You are listening to the House of Wellness, and we do love hearing from you on 131 873. Di from the Sunshine Coast, good morning.
Good morning, team.
What's your question?
I would appreciate some guidance from Gerald on taking some pollen. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, with regard to the interesting histamine subject, do continual antibiotics have an effect on depleting that histamine dealing with enzymes?
A complex question, Di. First of all, pollens are highly reactive in certain people, but they are very, very good as a supplement. As far as antibiotics are concerned, we know that they do destroy our gut microbiome. Therefore, it really increases the risk of gut-related issues, and it might affect your ability to cope with those pollen products. So minimum antibiotics, unless specifically prescribed. And if you do find you start to get a few itches and things, maybe back off from the pollen products.
What is a pollen product?
Well, people use them for, and I may be using them for hay fever, for raising your ability to cope with things like hay fever.
Ah.
So bee pollen normally is how we buy it.
I see. Okay. Well, very interesting. I wasn't aware of that. Steve from Sydney, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. A bit of a discovery. I'd love to have your opinion on it. I had suffered chronic just aches and pains, generally non-stop. I was on a cruise, and the drink package, I didn't want alcohol. I got one which only had this mineral water, and I just started drinking it unbeknownst. And after I got off, I remembered I hadn't felt any pain whatsoever. And anyway, I continued drinking this particular mineral water. Can I mention the name?
Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's San Pellegrino. And I was talking to someone about it, and I was trying to work out why I don't suffer any pain. They said that has an unusually high level of magnesium in it. Anyway, I've been on it since, and I swear I just feel so much better from the magnesium in that. I've tried taking various magnesium supplements to see if it makes any difference, but is it true it's better absorbed as like the water rather than a tablet?
Oh, not necessarily, Steve. I think you've fluked it, which is good, which works in medicine sometimes.
Yes.
But look, each to their own. Everybody's different. Most people, if they're magnesium deficient, need a supplement, but just keep going with your water.
Mm, he's loving it, and it's working for him. So good luck with that, Steve. We'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where health and wellness is our passion. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And I must say, Gerald and Elise, I feel very lucky that we get to come in here and actually see each other at a safe distance,
of course,
face to face.
I know, our party of three.
It's delightful.
Yes.
Because obviously we're all teleconferencing like mad. We're on Zoom, we're on FaceTime, we're on Google Meets, whatever it might be. And that's been crucial to us remaining connected to work and also loved ones, families. But I read yesterday that if you're feeling a certain kind of emotional or physical fatigue from constantly being on these screens, it's a thing. It's called Zoom burnout. If you are feeling this, it's real.
Absolutely. I think, Joe and GQ, I think we're all trying to navigate new ways of connecting and communicating in these unprecedented, overused word, but unprecedented times. But the problem with things like video conferencing is it disrupts that automatic split-second cue on which conversation relies. Those glitches and twitches are a little bit frustrating. Lack of eye contact, direct eye contact, I find disconcerting. And the 50 Shades of Grey book in the background.
Not a good look.
I can't concentrate. I'm like, what?
So many questions.
I was at a Zoom meeting on Friday night and my NBN dropped out. And you feel as if your world has ended.
Yes.
Because you've got to reconnect and hope everyone gets back in, and then they hear the ping as you come back in.
So you're exactly right, Elise. This is what psychologists are alerting us to, that because we're not having those imperceptible visual cues that you have when you're actually physically with someone, that can be very fatiguing, because our brains are trying to catch up, are trying to work out how to communicate with this person. person. Also, we're seeing ourselves a lot,
yes.
which is a bit disconcerting.
Isn't it? You know, it's like when you press on your phone, you, when you flip it around, you yes. see your face and think, oh my God, really?
That's right. Yeah. And the rhythm isn't easy. The communication isn't easy between you and the person on the screen, and that can be very, very fatiguing. So if that's what you're feeling, it's normal and be kind to yourself. And I suppose, you know, maybe switch the screen off and just... I had a telephone conversation with someone the other day and it was delightful.
Get away.
I love that. Because you can do jobs in the background. I shouldn't admit that. What? No, I'm fully focused on the phone call.
So it is a thing. You're normal and be kind to yourself is our message today. Well, as we always say, we welcome your calls and emails too, Gerald, don't we?
Yes, we do. And those who we can't speak to, and we're always inundated with calls, houseofwellness.com.au and the Ask tab, and the response will be prompt.
Yes, we do know that about you, Gerald. You're very committed and we thank you for it. Have you got a question to support your health today? Call 131 873. Peter from Woollahra, good morning.
Hello, good morning. I had a total knee replacement 2 weeks ago and I'm still in a rehab facility. Mm-hmm. I have terrible sort of pain at night, like I've got the knee pain, but then I just get this ache all night. So I did ask them 2 nights ago if I could have some magnesium,
yes.
which they have given me. So they're giving me 500 milligrams mm-hmm. just at night. I haven't noticed any different yet, but it's early days, I know. But I'm just wondering if that is enough. Is that the right amount to be having?
Your body will tell you, Peter, and it sounds like it's not, because you shouldn't have to wait for very long to see the benefits of magnesium. Why don't you double that tonight? And just see how you go, and if necessary then add another one in the morning, so you can play around with the dose, which is a bit hard to do when you're institutionalized like you are. But if you've got someone who's happy to go with your suggestions, and it'll be your call, and you will be so magnesium deficient with all you've been through that stepping up the dose is probably a smart idea. So good luck, hope you recover quickly.
Thanks, Peter. Bill in Brisbane, good morning.
Good morning. I've had a problem with my fingernails for a couple of years. They're not growing as they used to,
mm-hmm.
and they seem to be brittle and can crack or...
Yes. Is your general health pretty good, Bill?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Because broken fingernails and hair, for that matter, can be a sign of your overall health. Now, the mineral is silica, Bill. And the best way to take silica is in liquid gel form, because it's absorbed best, so your pharmacy will have that. It comes in liquid in capsules. The liquid's one dose a day, the capsules a couple of times a day. But it is, fingernails, they grow slowly, as you know, so it might be months before you see any improvement, but you will see it. You've just got to be persistent.
Gerald, do you find that the older you get, the more problems that we can have with our fingernails? Because I'm finding that.
Oh, I'm just finding ISO nails.
Yeah.
I look like I've been digging potatoes.
It's true. But, you know, can we lose silica as
yes,
we grow?
Yes, we can. Mm. And we, in theory, we get silica, the mineral, from our foods, but there's not much in the foods we eat. So supplementing with silica, and the other, for hair, the other supplement is iron.
Mm, lovely.
Ah, so if you take silica and iron, it can improve hair as well.
Hair and nails.
Ah, great. Mm. Catherine from Bronte, good morning.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello, how are you going?
We're well.
Thanks for taking my call. Look, I suffer from anxiety,
mm-hmm.
Not all the time, but mainly when incidents happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, last week, a vein burst on my leg, which I had to go to hospital. I've never had anything like that before. It just totally freaked me out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds terrible, Catherine.
Oh, it was an awful situation, but anyway. So my gut is in turmoil.
Disarray.
I bloat up. I overbreathe, like when I'm talking to you now, I must be overbreathing because I feel like my nose is blocked and I'm a bit anxious talking to you. So then my gut blows up and then I have the worst belching and the worst flatulence for hours. And I did get some probiotics mm-hmm. last week mm-hmm. and I've taken 3 mm-hmm. so far. And yes, so I'd like to know, you know, how I can sort of...
There's a couple of issues, Catherine. Look, when you shallow breathe, when you get anxious, just slow things down. And this is what's lovely, isn't it? We all do it. Yoga, you focus on your breathing. Just some deep breaths in and some even slower breaths out. And what you've shown us today is the very close connection between how you feel and your gut. So the breathing is very important. And what you need is some digestive support. Things like slippery elm and ginger, and you can get powders with these things in them, Catherine, from your pharmacist, and they will very quickly help your digestive process. The bloating is caused because you've got partially digested food in your lower intestine producing gas, therefore you bloat. Maintain the probiotic, double the dose, have them twice, not once, but look at some digestive support as well and focus on your breathing.
Yes, Catherine, I must tell you that I also experienced considerable anxiety from time to time, and my life has just been changed with breathing exercises, meditation, but meditation is not for everybody, but breathing exercises, start your day with it, and there are amazing apps and websites.
And they're not difficult,
they're
are they?
I would recommend Calm, I would recommend Headspace, and I would recommend Smiling Mind, amazing apps that can help you with your just starting your day with some breathing and learning how to connect with, oh, what's my breathing doing right now and how can I slow that down?
Sure.
Good luck with that, Catherine. It's not an easy way of getting about your day. We'll have more of your calls next. Plus, A to Z of Vitamins is back with the immune-boosting bioceuticals Armour Force. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where we are passionate about your health as well as we get into the cooler months. You may be looking for some extra immunity against the common cold or cough. And Gerald, a great blend of herbs and nutrients can help, I know, such as Bioceuticals Armour Force. What kinds of herbs do we want to put together for ourselves for that immunity?
We've learnt a lot across the last few months on about immune function and about the role that food and nutrients can play in keeping our immune system really fired up, Joe. So there are things we've known about for years and years and years which are very important. Things like echinacea, olive leaf extract, andrographis, vitamin C, zinc. Now, these things really work together just to help our inbuilt resistance. So it's not magic. All we're doing is maximising our ability to cope with any threat that comes our way.
I've never heard of andrographis until I met you. And now
it's your favourite, is it?
Well, I love the word. It sounds so exotic, andrographis. But what actually does it do?
Well, we're talking about immune system here, immune function. So our ability to produce the antiviral activity. So we're looking at white blood cells. When they detect something that's not quite right, they act, they engulf, and they get rid of it. Now, for that to happen, we need to be in fairly good health, and we can just help maintain that. Again, it's not a magic solution. We don't need to be reckless about this. We're fighting these battles all the time with things we eat and we breathe, and we need to be able to just withstand those threats. It is a threat to our health, and we cope with this and we don't even know. If our body's efficient, it just happens behind the scenes.
And what about zinc? What is
great
what?
Antiviral.
And so, I can get it in some foods.
Yes, you can. Your favourite, oysters.
Oh. Not a fan.
Oysters, but fresh fruit and veg. Yes. But the difficulty with so many foods these days is the content of minerals like that isn't probably what it was. And 94% of us, according to some government research, shows that 94% of us don't actually get the recommended intake of fruits and veg.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Bioceuticals, our choice for high-quality practitioner-only therapeutic supplements from a proudly Australian company. And we love hearing from you on 31873. Andrew from Melbourne, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure, Andrew.
Calling about our 7-year-old daughter. She was diagnosed a few months ago with celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
So she has moved to a completely gluten-free diet.
Okay.
And has been since, say, the middle of March. Over the last 3 or 4 weeks, she started itching, especially in the evening, like uncontrollable scratching, stops her from sleeping, driving her insane.
I bet.
There's no outward rash. There's no visible symptoms.
Okay.
And we have spoken to our pediatric gastroenterologist.
Mm-hmm.
We've spoken to our GP. We're looking at we've got an appointment with a dermatologist later in the week.
Good.
But that's only going to be over the phone.
Yes.
We're not seeing people in person.
Yes.
But even if he were to see her, there is nothing really...
Nothing visible.
And it's driving her insane, and by extension, we're not getting sleep.
Sure, and she's not getting sleep either, Andrew, because she's probably itching.
That's right. We've been through, our GP suggested antihistamine.
Mm-hmm.
We've been using those for a few weeks.
Made a difference?
No result.
No.
We do not know what to do, and we, we have an appointment for later in the month with a paediatric dermatologist.
Good.
But am not, obviously we're being a bit, pragmatic about how much can be achieved over the phone, especially when we don't even have symptoms we can describe other
There's obviously things happening behind the scenes, Andrew, and a very simple way to start is to have a focus on fish oil. It's a gut anti-inflammatory. A lot of these, and also too, it might be worth keeping a food diary as well, which we talked about briefly before. Record everything she eats and drinks, and record also how she feels when she's anxious about things. Does the irritation get worse? But fish oil in liquid form, and there's a flavour as well. It would be worthwhile, and I'd be fascinated to know if you could drop me an email through houseofwellness.com.au in the Ask tab. Tell me how you get on with a dermatologist. But if there's nothing to see, there's nothing to see.
Oh yes.
So it's probably settling, and let's just hope that with the food restrictions and she can get her life back very quickly.
We really feel for you, Andrew, because Elise, is there nothing worse than being a parent and knowing that your little one is struggling and you can't help them?
Poor little Poppet. My heart breaks hearing that story.
Seven-year-old, yes. There's enough going on in a seven-year-old's mind at the moment with no school and all these other things.
Very challenging. We wish you well, Andrew. Christine from Punch Bowl, good morning.
Good morning. Look, I wonder if you can help me. I've been mixing a lot of parsley and having it in the morning because I find that it eliminates the sunspots on my face.
Yes.
Oh. And my hands and my legs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was speaking to someone the other day who said that perhaps that is not good for you, having too much parsley.
Look, I think you can eat as much parsley as you wish, Christine. Your tummy will tell you if you're having too much.
I love parsley. It's great for your breath too, apparently.
Yes. Correct.
Thank you so much, Christine. There's so much you can do today with the House of Wellness. Of course, we're on Channel 7 at midday today. Check us out. There's a story on the development of this COVID-19 vaccine that's happening here, thanks to CSIRO. And, of course, you can check out House of Wellness Insta. There's a fantastic conversation with Bianca Chatfield with Luke Hines this morning at 10 a.m. and this afternoon at 4 o'clock on Facebook at the House of Wellness. Luke's going to tell us how to cook sweet potato roasty with Indian spice avocado smash. Delicious. Wow. Thank you so much, Elise and Gerald. Head to houseofwellness.com.au for more information. Thank you for joining us. And as always, thanks so much to Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you next week.